Now entering Nerdist.com.
You're telling me there's no such thing as mafia.
I'm saying there is no such thing as mafia, yes.
But when we both say the word, we have an understanding of what this means.
Well, sure, the same way we both understand what Godzilla means, but there's no such thing as Godzilla. It's a creation. It's a myth. It's a creation of the media.
How long have you been working as a lawyer for the mafia?
There's no mafia.
Right, I understand that.
I've been a lawyer for 12 years.
Did you know at the beginning what kind of people you were dealing with, fake people you were dealing with?
What do you mean fake people? They're real businessmen that I represent. They're real businessmen that I represent who have been tarnished due to stereotyping and racism. And
racism?
Yeah, racism. Because everybody looks at Italian-Americans and they go, oh, mafia. No, these are men in the construction industry. These are men in the waste disposal industry. Mm-hmm. These are
Teamsters.
Teamsters. These are men in the trucking industry. Mm-hmm. These are hardworking family men.
Good men.
Good men who get tarnished by
blue collar and white collar.
Of course, mm-hmm. Men across the spectrum, the financial spectrum, just trying to provide for their families.
Mm-hmm. And you, in your position, try to protect them.
I defend them when they get falsely accused of things. Yes,
you protect them legally.
Yes, legally, I protect them.
Do you ever say, get out of here?
Why would I say that?
Do
they ever say it?
Get out of here.
Any conversations I have with my clients are, of course, confidential.
And can you tell me if they ever say, forget about it?
Is this
the Hippocratic Oath?
Yes. This is the Hippocratic Oath.
So that allows... Is this pleading the fifth?
Yes. This is pleading the fifth.
And the Hippocratic Oath.
Yes.
So you can't say anything about the Cosa Nostra.
I don't even know what that is.
Me neither. I don't know either. I'm just asking you because you're the lawyer.
I could say anything about anything I want.
What?
You just said you can't say anything about it, and then you said something unintelligible. I don't even know what it was. And then I said I can say anything I want. But in the context of me being an attorney, any conversation that I have with my clients is privileged and confidential.
Okay, can you tell them this, though?
What?
All my life I wanted to be a gangster. Just if you could.
Oh, yeah, I can get you in.
All right.
Welcome to Mates, everybody.
Welcome to Mates, Mates, Mates!
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
My good friend,
Tom Canada.
My good friend. So, guys, we've been at this game.
I want to go back 1 second.
Yep,
just
yep,
1 second.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like the expression turnabout is fair play is going to come into this conversation. Ooh, very
didn't
short.
Take you long to bring up sex. Did not take you long to bring up sex.
Nah, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. Whoa. You know that's not what I meant.
Reach around.
No, that's not what I meant.
Turnabout.
We said, welcome to Mates.
We said this. Welcome to Mates, Mates, Mates.
And then I said, with my good friend, Tom Cavanaugh.
Yeah, my good friend.
And I kind of sang your name a little bit.
Yeah, you're like, you said, you're like, my good friend, Tom Cavanaugh.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I turned you around and fucked you.
Yeah, that's the turnaround.
Right. Okay, I just wanted to clarify.
It did not take you long to bring up sex.
You're right, and I'm wrong, and I apologize.
That's all right. Listen, anytime we're having sex, it's a good thing, right?
Of course.
Like your grandma used to say, if you're having sex, it's not a bad day.
No, you know, my grandma was a filthy woman.
But even when
I don't mean
she
ethically.
Was at her filthiest.
Yeah, I mean literally filthy.
No, she was covered in feces.
Yes.
Yeah, she didn't know.
She did know. That's the sad thing. She did know.
She hid behind the veneer of old age.
Yeah, and
the dissatisfying thing.
If anything, she got cleaner as she got older.
And yet, she could pretend.
Yeah, well, she was less mobile, so she was less able to go to the feces pile and smear herself with the feces as she got older. So, if anything, she got cleaner.
She cut down on her feces time.
Now, you can absolutely make the argument, and many members of my family did, why you keep the feces pile.
And what's the counterpoint to
that?
There
was none.
There's
there
no counterpoint.
None.
Right. You can't really say for looks.
It wasn't for the garden.
You can't say for smell
wasn't
or
the,
compost.
We didn't have a garden. No.
So why keep the feces pile?
Exactly.
Yeah.
People brought that up a lot.
Did they?
Oh, God, yeah.
I don't blame them.
I would say on a daily basis, but it wasn't even. It was on like a minute-to-minute basis. Why are we keeping this feces pile?
The problem with you guys is you kept your feces pile indoors.
Right. A lot of folks.
Right now, just if you can hear that buzzing, that's in a Hollywood game, we have a representatives. These are the representatives that a typical actor will have. He'll have a lawyer. He'll have a manager. He'll have agents. He'll have groupies. He'll have
you got your PR person.
PR
you got your
people.
Business manager.
Just like remora type fish.
Yeah, you got
people who just hang around.
Yeah, you got your hangers on.
Your hangers on. Yeah, your posse.
You got your shoe guy.
Uh huh. You have to have a shoe guy and your general guy.
Right.
Right. And so there's a bunch of
you
people.
Got your guy.
You got your general guy, but that's not the same as your guy.
No.
Your guy is the guy that's like, it's at 3 o'clock in the morning, you killed someone, you don't know what the hell, you're Cobble Hill blitzed out of your mind, you don't know what to do.
You don't call your guy. No.
You call your guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy's got your back, and he'll take care of that whole situation. You wake up in the morning, you have a good night's sleep, everything's ready to go.
Done.
That's your guy.
You pay through the nose for that guy.
Listen. That guy doesn't come cheap.
Of course not.
You know why? He's doing all the dirty work.
Yeah.
He's not going to come and say, $5 an hour, I'm good to dissolve this body and
Mm-mm.
dump her in the Hudson.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Mm-mm.
Or him in the Hudson, as it were with you last time, but let's not say anything about that.
No, obviously you're kidding.
I was
a comedy podcast.
Yes, that's a comedy podcast. So you didn't, there was no bobbing of a male torso. It was great because they ran the triathlon in New York and I was like, this is going to out him. I was like, this is going to be it. Because someone's going to pop into that torso,
mm-hmm.
pull it out of the water, and then do the forensics on it. Next thing I know, you're going to be in the hooscow,
yeah.
the gym joint. No. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm glad that didn't happen because
nah.
this podcast would be dead.
Yep.
Today, I don't want to linger. This is a podcast, just to refresh the viewers. This is a podcast where we pick a snack, we eat a snack, and we rate a snack.
Now, this is known industry-wide now. It's become an industry standard as the PER system.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear people all across the snack game talking about the PER system. This is what they're talking about. This is where it originated. We are the flagship podcast for the PER system. It is in the process of being trademarked.
Mm-hmm.
As a lawyer, I am knee-deep in paperwork for this, and we expect it to come through sometime in 2019.
Like Apple, our mode is to try to be intuitive, and I think that is what sets us apart from our competitors. And the PER system is a perfect example. Because, Michael, if you ate the snack and rated the snack and then picked the snack...
Doesn't make any sense.
Anarchy.
Anarchy is exactly the term.
But what's intuitive is, say you're going to go grab a snack. What would you do?
You'd pick it.
Yeah. And then would you rate it?
No. How could you rate it?
How could you? Right.
You couldn't.
And that is a simple mistake that 50%? 60%?
Oh, I'm indicating far more than that.
64%?
Either they rate and they pick, or they eat and they pick, then they rate, or sometimes they don't even rate.
And sometimes they don't even eat a snack because it's just too confusing.
Right.
Right. And that's why we facilitate. We make it intuitive. We pick the snack, we eat the snack, we rate the snack. I feel like that has garnered us the acclaim. I mean, I try not to be...
No, look.
Look, I mean,
we're not going to pat ourselves on the back, but,
yeah,
the wall of awards that I'm staring at
right.
for inventing...
It speaks for itself.
Did we have to hang up all the awards? No, of course not.
And some of them that we made because we felt we deserved them, but yeah, we didn't have to hang those either, but we did.
But we did. We and honestly, I've never looked back.
And because we... Exactly right, because we are honest about it. I tell you, you're the best in the game. You tell me I'm the best in the game. That makes us the best in the game.
Nobody better.
I'm raw dogging my tea today, by the way.
Well, we got two teas today, two green teas. Both of us are raw dogging. I think the viewers and we're going to table or not, whether or not they're viewers. I think they know what raw dogging is. If you're just new to the program, I would listen to the first 90 episodes, get a sense of what it is. Then you'll
come back.
Yeah,
I think you'll be back.
Say,
fuck you, man. You think you just come in here and get all the, oh, I got the PER system. I know what raw dogging is. Fuck you.
No.
You don't come in here and just expect to be one of the gang. Mm-hmm. You got to earn it. You got to earn it.
That's right. What is that you're doing now?
They earn it.
That's right. You got to earn it.
Earn it.
I'm not going to bring up Janellian because if I bring
fuck
that up,
you.
Fuck you. Fuck you, new
hey,
viewer.
Ted. Fuck you, Ted.
Yeah.
Sitting back home. Oh, I'm in Monmouth. I don't have to. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Earn it.
Earn it. Earn it, Ted.
Stretch out those hammies, Ted.
Stretch the hammies and earn it, Ted.
And come back to us.
Then come back to us after 90 lives, Ted. So, without further ado, Michael, today on Morton, I have something I'm really excited about. Because I want to give the viewers a clue. This is great. It's great year-round, but in summer it's specifically great because it's a frozen treat. It's a frozen treat, Michael. Mm-hmm. And it also operates as a non-frozen treat. What could do that? What could do that? Operate as frozen and unfrozen. Hmm. Here's a hint. It's a fruit. Go, 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 go. My head's about to explode. I can't believe it.
Candy?
No, not frozen fucking fruit candy. Go, 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 go. Oh, man, my head's going to blow off my fucking neck.
Milk?
No, fucking not fucking milk. Frozen milk. Did you hear that go?
Somebody, no, I think somebody was yelling at you maybe through the wall.
Frozen milk. I don't know.
Tom and I here at Makes Worldwide Headquarters experiencing what can only be described as a voice from somewhere beyond. Tom yelled. We heard an echoing yell, but it didn't sound like your yell. It sounded like somebody else going, hey! Like,
I think it was a reverb off this. I really do.
All right.
So anyway, not milk. Not fucking milk.
Okay. I got another guess.
Yeah, okay, but this one better be good because I'm getting increasingly frustrated with every missed guess.
Candy?
Shit, man. Shit, man. You already said candy.
Did I?
Yeah, that was your first guess. Now I'm feeling like I'm just going to like my just start bleeding from the inside of my eyeballs. I'll give you one more shot at this. Don't fuck around and say candy.
I wouldn't.
But you might. You said two to three guesses have been candy. And I'm warning you right now. Don't say candy.
I'm not going to say milk.
Don't say milk or candy. You've had two guesses and you have a third guess. Don't say milk and don't say candy. I don't. You know what? Honestly, even if you don't get it. I mean, I'd love it if you got it because it's so good. Frozen treat. Summer best. Oh, also non-frozen it works. It's decent. And I've given you the clue that it's a fruit. Mm-hmm. So I feel like milk and candy are awful, dumb, stupid guesses, and I don't want you to say either of those.
I won't.
Okay, I want you to be in the – please, for the love of God, be in the ballpark. Please okay. Be in the ballpark.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay?
Yes.
All right, anytime.
Candy?
Jesus fucking – my God, you know how hard it is to take – that 75% of your guesses have been candy. It's just not candy. What's a fruit? Name a fruit.
Milk.
Shit, that makes me mad. Do you know what makes me mad? Because milk's not a fruit. It makes me really mad. Today on Mates, ladies and gentlemen, frozen grapes.
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 Grapes. Frozen. Frozen. Frozen.
Stormtroopers hitting the ground. And Ted, don't be like, what the fuck is stormtroopers hitting the ground? Go back. Go earn it.
Do your
earn
homework.
It.
Earn it, Ted, from Monmouth. So, Michael,
yeah.
You know what you can do with these things? You take the grapes, put them in the freezer. You know what happens to them?
They freeze.
Yeah, man. And they're cold, and they're cold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the grapes that I'm... Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're not... They didn't really... Try these ones.
Tom's got a bag of grapes here he took out of the freezer there.
Yeah.
And are they frozen?
They're partially frozen.
They're very cold.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say they're frozen.
You know what I did? I had one of the interns go out. And I said, you got to leave them in overnight, Larry. Really freeze them up. And I'm testing you. Normally when you get a frozen grape, can't bite through it.
Mm-mm.
And I keep it in there and twist it around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let it melt. Takes a while. You're working it.
Yeah.
You know, and then
you try to bite through a frozen grape. It's gonna shoot pain right through the nerves of your teeth into your gum. It's gonna blow up your brain.
Yeah, crack your brain right up.
But these
ones sort of they didn't really
they didn't take
because the big thick New York grapes.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but they're not from New York.
Huh?
Where are these grapes from?
They're big thick New York grapes.
I should say. On the grape package, where they're from. I'm guessing these are California grapes, because it is grape growing season here in the U.S.
Yeah.
And,
I got them. Oh! Cold! Cold!
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Blowing up his brain there.
That's a cold one.
Yeah.
So, that one was froze up a little better.
What we got right here
it's refreshing.
Are two bags of grapes. Now, these are your white seedless grapes. Commonly grown in Chile and California. That's where grapes of this sort are most often imported.
Mm-hmm. Chile?
Chile. Mm-hmm. And
Chile.
Chile. Mm-hmm. And
Chile.
I feel like you're trying to make a point. I don't know what that point is.
There's no point. Chile.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you.
And I feel like these
Chile.
Come
what?
On.
What?
Come
what?
On.
What? I won't do it again.
You will do it again.
I won't. I won't do it again. I won't do it again. You're trying to make a point and I keep interrupting with Chile. Slows down the momentum.
I don't even know what you're trying to. I don't even know what that is.
It's nothing. I'm with you. I'm like,
you disagreeing with my pronunciation?
No, not in the least. I'm admiring it, if anything. Admiring it.
These grapes are imported in California and another place.
Yeah.
And brought to.
Where? What's the other place?
Somewhere in South America. And brought.
Panama.
Yeah, Panama.
Okay.
Panama, Tom.
Panama.
No?
Yeah.
No? Panama.
Panama. I'm with you. Panama.
Brought here to me and... God damn it.
What is it? What is it? Is it Chile? No. Okay. I got you. I'm with you. I'm with you. Keep going.
I don't even want
brought
to
here
podcast.
To New York
I don't
City.
Want to do the podcast anymore.
White grapes.
They're delicious.
Come from California and Chile.
Nobody,
sometimes Panama.
Nobody enjoys white seedless grapes, which are not white.
Yeah, that's the, you want to talk racist, right there.
Yeah.
What color are these? Look, I'm looking
green.
Right at them. Green, the green grapes.
But they're called white seedless grapes.
That makes me furious.
Yeah, there's nothing white about them.
No.
There's no
like
white.
You. There's nothing white about you.
Why would you do that? Why would you do
you.
That? You went, you, mm-hmm. you want to make a, you want to make it about race and you want to make it about my race.
A little bit I do, a little bit I do, a little bit I do.
Okay.
I and just feel like there's stuff there to talk about.
There is.
Yeah.
But these grapes,
uh-huh.
you got them. Now, we're recording this in August of 2015.
Can you imagine when they send that out to the stratosphere?
Yeah.
You know, they discovered a new a planet that recently discovered a planet, Kepler or something, that imitates the conditions here on Earth.
Oh, like it imitates it? It imitates it.
Yeah. It's good that you hopped all over that one. Oh, it imitates it, asshole.
Look at me, I'm Earth.
It's like twice the same. I'm Earth. Hi. Okay, and you got shit rotating it around the same way. It's like twice the size, but it's got conditions that could support life the way life exists.
Like Earth, too.
On this planet. Like Earth, too.
On your show, The Flash.
Yeah. Here we go.
What?
What about it? No, go ahead.
I just love your portrayal of The Flash.
Yeah.
Like, I'm giving you a compliment.
I appreciate that, Reverse Flash. Thank you. We were talking about this when you came into the lobby of Mage Worldwide Headquarters. You have like 22 projects on the air right now.
No.
23?
Yeah.
Man. And yeah, what I love about it. Oh, are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
What I love about it. Are you allowed to say? Or we can't really say.
Nah, it's gross.
It's just the thing, the name. That's all. That's like a great showbiz moment.
My buddy Josh Charles just texted me.
Yeah, Josh Charles has recovered from all the scandal he's been through in the last 5 years, right?
Good for him.
I mean,
nobody
got said.
Yeah,
I'm
said
not
he's
be
done.
Friends with him
I
anymore.
Said he's done. I said
yeah.
I'm done with him.
You're like, I'm not gonna. Even if he resurfaces, and you said, remember the chances you said were like 2%
yep.
if he resurfaces.
Yeah.
And you said
he's back.
And you
he's
said
back.
If he comes back, you would never be friends with him. And now look at you.
He's back, and I'm back, and I'm right on.
No,
I'm
no,
right,
you're
on.
Right there.
He
with
apologized.
How can you
that's
not
the main
be,
thing. He owned
yes,
up to it, and he
yeah,
apologized.
Yeah. And how can you not be on the Josh Charles train?
Yeah. Of
I mean,
course.
It's hard not to. You know why? Great guy.
Great guy.
Great smile.
Who cares what he did?
Well, it doesn't matter what he did.
The point
he
is he stepped
it,
up and
he
apologized.
He stepped up. He stood in front of North America and he said, I'm Josh Charles and I am sorry.
Yeah.
It's all it takes.
That's all. You know what it is? Did he try to run
all
from
it?
Yeah. Did he try to cover it up? Yeah.
Yes,
but
of course.
In the
for
end,
a few years.
For a few years. But in the end, he stood up.
Yeah.
He said, I'm Josh Charles and I'm sorry.
Right.
And that's
you
all
know
it took.
Who could learn from Josh Charles?
Who?
Tom Brady.
Yep.
Look, I busted up my phone.
Yep.
I cheated.
Yep.
I'm Tom Brady. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Fine then.
That'd go a long way.
Everybody'd be like, fine.
Of course,
go
what Josh
football.
Did is so much worse.
Oh, no. Listen, Josh didn't deflate, you know, like fake balls. I mean,
it
Josh,
doesn't matter. It doesn't.
What Josh did doesn't matter.
It doesn't. Not anymore.
What he did was
horrible.
You can't even speak of it.
Horrible.
You can't speak of it. You can't even consider it.
No.
It'll fry circuits in your brain. God. You can't consider it. You can't even consider the minutiae of it.
I mean, just to have...
Don't.
Because let me just make the point. Let me just make the point.
All right.
To talk about it and eat snacks at the same time? No, thank you.
He stood up there and said, I'm Josh Charles.
And I'm sorry.
And that's fine.
That's all he needed to do.
It's all it takes.
Eating the grapes, grape, maybe, Tom, maybe my favorite summer snack.
Oh, what the heck? Wow, that's saying a lot.
You know my favorite winter snack because we've talked about it.
Frozen grape or just grape?
Just grape, not frozen grape.
But frozen grape is amazing.
I like frozen grape.
And the great thing about frozen grape is as it unfreezes, you know what it becomes?
Grape.
Grape.
Yeah.
Cold grape.
I like a cold grape. I like a very cold grape. I'm okay with a frozen grape.
Mm.
I love a cold grape.
Mm.
And specifically white seedless grapes.
Then this snack is for you.
Yeah, I prefer them to the red seeded grape.
Question.
Yeah.
Who prefers on earth the red seeded grape to the white seedless grape?
I do not know.
Cool. Because you see them in the aisle there.
Side by side.
Side by side.
Just as popular. One, like, yeah, the quantity is always
less.
The same.
Yeah, it's the same quantity. Have you ever done that thing where it's like seedless, seeded, and you pick the wrong one thinking it's seedless? Then you get in there and you're like,
No. No. No.
And there's like 20 seeds
so
in there.
So many seeds in that tiny little thing.
It's all seeds. It's all seeds. And it's supposed to be like a refreshing, grapey snack. And then suddenly you're like spitting out these tiny, like 12, 14 tiny little seeds.
Yeah.
I don't understand why anyone would elect to pick that grape instead of the seedless grape.
I just realized why it's called the white seedless grape.
Tell me.
Because you make white wine from it.
There you are.
Which isn't white.
Why couldn't it be green wine?
It should
be. It's not white anyway.
No, it's kind of yellowish. Yellow wine.
So why can't it be a yellow grape? Why can't it just be a damn pale green grape?
How about it's just a grape, guys. It's just a grape. Why would you attach color to everything?
Yeah, man.
That's not what it's about.
I don't see color. I'm not that way.
No, I just see what's on the inside.
It's just a grape, man. But you need to attach color. Otherwise, you're in there buying those seeded grapes.
Yeah.
You can't have that.
The color doesn't have anything to do with the seed.
Well, the color...
You can get white seeded grapes.
But aren't there more green unseeded grapes?
What?
Then green seeded grapes. Green seedless and then red seeded are the two more popular.
Oh, sure. Types. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Those are the popular grapes.
All right.
Those are your table grapes right there.
I don't understand that. I don't understand what the need is. I don't know what, I don't like it. Maybe you should talk to your people over there, the mafia. See if there's maybe a thing where we got to push these things through. What are you looking at?
I was just looking to see. I don't know how long we've been recording. I have no idea.
Nobody knows.
I don't know. I don't know if it's been.
Nobody knows.
It's been a joy. Whatever. I mean, whatever it is, it's been
a joy. It's always a joy. Don't tell yourself it's not a joy when it's been a joy.
You know, one of the things I like about grapes.
Yeah,
they're delicious, and you can eat them. They don't really fill you up.
No.
And you don't feel like you're doing anything bad to yourself.
They're good for you.
Yeah.
They're not great for you, but they're not bad for you.
I got a good
one down here. Feel that? Froze up.
Yeah, it's all frozen.
You want that one?
Kind of icy. Well, your gross fingers are all
over. Don't worry about it. These are just a bit of fecal matter on it, and that's it. I mean, that's refreshing. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
If you ran a marathon.
Yeah. If I ran another marathon,
You ran another marathon this month.
Mm-hmm.
And your entire training was eating grapes, and then your entire sustenance.
Was grapes.
And then while you ran it, your fuel.
Grapes.
Frozen grapes and grapes. Wouldn't that be amazing? You'd probably finish in eight days.
Yeah. How long is my training period?
Well, you know, what's commonly considered to be a 26 mile is actually more than that. Like 26.2 miles.
26.2?
So that adds on, like, instead of like 3 weeks of training, closer to 3 years of training.
Wow.
If you're on training properly, if like me, you want to run a marathon without training properly,
just go out and do it.
Just go out and do it. So my buddy Pat.
Yeah, Pat.
Pat was 19.
Yeah.
Pat's in good shape. Pat's like, I'll run the marathon. Right. I don't have to train.
Right.
And he went and ran. And he's like, first 12 miles, I was looking at people like, you train? those are Pat's words exactly. You train? The story ends with Pat in the back of a lorry being taken from mile, 20 on.
Good.
You know?
Good.
You gotta train.
Fuck Pat. You gotta earn it.
You gotta earn it.
Pat, you gotta
earn it.
Ratings?
Rate it! Rating! Oh, I can't believe it's raining! Rating! Dinosaur noises!
Now, I've already tipped my hand. I mean, I'm...
Your favorite snack! That's tipping your hand, mate!
Favorite summertime snack.
What's your favorite winter snack? Remind
we're just talking about fruit. Clementine.
It's right refreshing. Those are, I have to say, really solid choices.
Oh.
You hang your hat on those choices.
Yeah, yeah. Makes the season. Clementine makes the season.
Clementine and cool grape. Yeah, you love a good clementine.
Oh. It's got to be a good clementine. And usually they are.
Usually they are. They're juicy and they're, oh, yeah. No, a clementine is, yeah, that'll bring you up. So given that you've tipped your hand, why don't you go on?
All right. Now, I've tipped my hand on one thing, but not on the other. So grape.
You've kind of tipped your hand.
Grape. 10.
Oh, look at me. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, you almost did a spit take there.
I almost like my raw dog tea. I almost like fired out my nose.
If I can have a cold, ripe grape in season, I'm going to go for that every time. Every time, it's delicious. It's refreshing. It's endlessly edible. Texture wise, it's satisfying. I'm never not happy when I'm eating good grapes.
Good cold grape.
Frozen grape. I like.
Yeah, you like it.
7.5.
Yeah, 7.5. Let's go grapes, though, because, you know, we're out here. We probably won't do grapes and frozen grapes. Frozen grapes is a great snack.
Yeah.
I'm with you. In frozen grape, I go higher. Frozen grape, I go 8.
Yeah, you love the frozen grape.
I love the frozen grape because, you know, you got to earn it, right? But good cold grape in the summertime.
Oh.
The only thing is, with your rating, I'm like, you just fucking went out there. I almost snorted my raw dog tea, and I'm like, that's the pantheon.
Yeah.
If on mates you bestow a 10 rating.
What were you gonna knock?
I know that you're doing.
What are you gonna knock him?
Look, here's the thing. I understand all that, but you know, in my holster, I keep those ratings sequestered tight in my holster.
Look,
so when you look at me and you say, "Hey, Tommy, it's summertime. It's hot. Here's a cold grape. Give me a rating." I look at you and I say, 10.
What?
That's right.
What?
That's right.
What?
I'm never not going to opt for it. I'm never not going to opt for it. I won't ever never opt for it, all right?
All right.
I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.